Well, she's issuing a statement today basically saying it's extremely urgent that the international community cut through the politics and takes effective action to protect the Syrian population, which is just not happening.
When you say cut the politics, does this mean that the escalation of violence has something to do with the failure by the Security Council to agree on the way forward for Syria?
Well, one can't say that for sure. They may have had a plan in place anyway, but it does look rather that way, that the failure of the Security Council to agree, you know, there hasn't been a reduction. If anything, there's been quite a significant increase in fighting, and especially in Homs, where the government appears ready to crush any kind of opposition it comes across, including shelling indiscriminately into civilian areas.
What are your sources on the ground telling you the situation is like in Homs?
I think what everyone else is seeing and hearing, it's hard to confirm each and every incident or report out of Homs, but I think the big picture is pretty clear. Parts of the city have been cut off, sometimes for weeks on end, and it's under attack, and under attack from very heavy weaponry, including artillery, possibly helicopters, mortars, rockets. There are independent media who've managed to get into Homs and reported out of there in the past few days. So I think it's clear a big assault is going on in Homs and that there are many civilian casualties.
Well, it appears the Syrian government is not listening to anybody. Is the High Commissioner in touch with them?
Well, we have been periodically, you know, ever since this began back in March. We've either tried to contact directly the Syrian government in Damascus, but also, of course, the diplomats here in Geneva. We've had contacts. We've tried to keep that line of dialogue open because that's always important. You know, whatever one may be saying about a situation or however bad it is important to try and keep some kind of talk going. But frankly, the cooperation has been really minimal. We've tried to get key missions into Syria to see for ourselves, to check on government claims that there's exaggeration, that most of the casualties are their people. These have been claims that have been made, but they've never allowed our teams to go in. So the cooperation has been far from ideal.
It's now 11 months since the crackdown on protests began in Syria. Has it been possible to ascertain the number of people killed?
Well, the numbers are a really difficult issue. We were giving a number out until around mid-December, and we said more than 5,000 people we believed had been killed at that point. Since then, there are local organizations that are still updating lists, but unfortunately, in the last few weeks, we really don't feel we're in a position to verify that information to a significant degree. So we're not necessarily doubting it, the kinds of estimates that are coming out elsewhere, but we're not really in a position to endorse it either. But clearly, thousands of people have been killed, and that's thousands too many.
The High Commissioner says there is evidence of the involvement of the Syrian army and security forces in the perpetration of very serious crimes. What kind of crimes are these?
Basically, there's been a fact-finding mission that the High Commissioner's own office carried out, which reported in August, and a commission of inquiry with three eminent independent commissioners who submitted a report at the end of November and are still working on the case of Syria. And both those inquiries suggested that crimes against humanity, that's one of the worst crimes there is, have been committed in Syria. And these international crimes of that magnitude, you know, really should be dealt with in court. So we've been pushing solidly ever since those kind of assessments were made that the case of Syria should get into the International Criminal Court.
Are these crimes continuing to this day?
When you see heavy weaponry being used in built-up urban areas where there are still many civilians living, then you have to say yes.